But first, opponents of HB 2404, which Governor Doug Ducey signed into law last week, have filed paperwork to try to refer the measure to the ballot. The law prohibits initiative campaigns from paying petition signature gatherers by the signature. Critics say it'd be a nearly insurmountable obstacle to getting initiatives on the ballot. And there are two other measures dealing with the initiative process moving through the legislature as well. The backers of the effort to refer HB 2404 to the ballot have to collect more than 75,000 valid signatures within 90 days of the end of the legislative session. But not all critics of the new law are on board with this effort, at least not now. Democratic State Representative Ken Clark is one of them. And Ken, why are you hesitant about this?
It's a little early to try and figure out what way to approach these bills. Taken in total, the bills are onerous. The bills are going to almost certainly shut down statewide ballot measures that are prompted by, you know, real life people who have real life issues. But the way that they come through the process, if you wanted to go after the many different elements of these bills, you'd have to do several ballot referrals. So, you know, you've got 2404 that does one thing having to do with paying petition gatherers by the hour,
which the governor has already signed into law.
Which the governor has already signed, right. And then you have the other one, Senate Bill 1236, which has been had a last-minute strike-everything amendment on it, doing all kinds of things to make it more difficult for people to use the initiative process. Well, if you want to refer these, you have to refer each one of them. So that means 100,000 signatures for each one of these guys.
Is that not a possibility, do you think?
If you've got the money for it. And this goes back to the reason why we had such a hard time trying to repeal or force the 15-16th of the ballot.
That was the election law overhaul
from a few
years ago.
Yeah, the Dark Money Act. The reason that we had a hard time was twofold. First, they distributed the tenets of that act across more than one bill. So you could argue that we would have had to have taken each bill to the public at roughly 74,000 valid signatures per bill. And then in addition to that, it's very difficult, contrary to what the Republicans say, to do ballot collection or signature collection with all volunteers. And actually, there's a third thing. What the Republicans could do with this is exactly what they did a few years ago. The people try and refer something to the ballot, and then next legislative session, they come back and undo it immediately, so all of the work is moot. They've really learned how to game this system.
Well, so do you think then that supporters of referring these, opponents of the actual bills, I mean, is it a matter of picking which one of the three you'd like to refer, or do you think referral is not really a legitimate option here for you?
Well, it could be, and I've not talked to everybody who's been talking about it, so I don't want to undermine anybody's conversations they're having, but let's walk through it. 2404 changes the way that you must pay petition gatherers. Let's say you go ahead and take that one to the ballot. Well, you still have this other terrible Senate Bill 1236 that forces, through death by a thousand cuts, all these new reporting requirements that you have on petition gatherers. For instance, each petition gatherer must have their own serial number, which must be on each petition that they collect. If it's not, it could be a violation costing them and their committee $1,000 for each violation. So which one of these bills do we go after?
Well, how do you make that determination?
Good question. Good. And this is the genius behind the way they've learned to game the system, they being the Republicans. They know that they set up this no-win situation. Unless you're just made of money, you're really going to have a very hard time figuring out which one of these bills to go after.
Well, so if referral maybe isn't the most realistic option, are we talking lawsuits? Are we talking just let it go into law?
That's a great question. I think it's again, there are probably people having other conversations I'm not privy to that are thinking about this as well. Lawsuits are probably an option. If you look at Article 4 of our state constitution, it guarantees us a right to the initiative process. So it begs the question, at what point has the legislature so hampered our ability to enjoy our initiative process that it is unconstitutional what they're doing. So I think that we're getting to that point. I just don't know who's going to be running that court case.
State Representative Ken Clark of Phoenix. Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.